Vulnerable Democrat Susan Wild claims ideological independence from leadership despite voting record. By Jacob Bliss on May 20, 2022. Vulnerable Representative Susan Wild, DPA, claimed independence from her party's leadership, saying she is not entirely aligned and does not always take party line votes with the administration and party despite her voting record indicating otherwise. During an appearance on MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell Reports on Tuesday, Wild was asked about President Joe Biden's approval ratings. Wild responded by saying, "It's not a good thing," and hoped that his numbers would go up when people recognize the incredible good this administration has done, discounting rising inflation, gas prices reaching an all-time high, and parents not being able to feed their babies. She also claimed to have always run a very localized race, which she intends to continue to do, saying, "I don't think people associate me with being completely aligned with the administration or with the leaders of my party." However, Axios reported that Wild gets concerned when the president's numbers are bad, and you're in the same party. Axios also noted that she claimed to be known as someone who does not always vote in line with the party. Despite what Wild told Axios and MSNBC, she is in line 100% of the time with Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. 538, a nonprofit organization that keeps track of lawmakers' voting records, indicated that Wild votes 100% of the time with bills in line with the Biden administration. ProPublica, another nonprofit organization that keeps track of lawmakers' voting records, indicated that the Congresswoman has voted in line with Pelosi 100% of the time. In response to this revelation, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, spokeswoman, Samantha Bullock, said, "Susan Wild is nothing more than a partisan hack who's desperate for power and willing to destroy her constituents' lives, and lie about it, to stay in office." Breitbart News recently reported that Wild went on a tirade about abortion after a draft Supreme Court opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade was leaked. During her rant, she claimed that the draft opinion was the result of extremist politicians and judges and that a ban on interracial marriage may be next. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.